Play Reish Lakish. Mahu Shem Yair Adam Lebnai Katan. So we learned about Yud. And all along we've been speaking only of Yud in one context. In the context of the Adayim, the Miyayid, his Amma. Now the Gemara talks to the second aspect in Lebnai Adana, the Pasuk says, in Lebnai Adana, that there's such a thing as Yud to a son. So Shaila is Mao Shemiyahir Adam Lubnai Khatan. Benoya Marachmana Bnai Kaldahu. I delba Bnai Dumya Dididay. Mahugad Lafanagal. What are two stadam here? Why would we say Pashtus? Could a cotton be Miyahid? What would you say Pasha? There's no Gemara. Huh? Pashtus?
No.
Say, so Pasha say yes.
Yeah.
You say yes. You say no, why not? So why not a cut? A cut never gets married. If he's under 9, he's not ready to be a bechlal if he's under 9. Okay, let's say he's under 9.
No,
he's saying we do find. We find by Yibam. We never find that a father has reshus over his son. So Pashtus not. Yibam is only. What do you mean Yibam is only Darabana? I'm not talking about Bia. Talking about Bia. I mean, even by Kot Bechal is only Darabana. So if you hold that by Kot, it's a Darabana. Instead of Bechal, you don't find marriage by Kot. And what does the side of the roof say? What's Pashas? The Gemara is Eva. That's why you learn a piece of Gemara. You ask yourself which side is the Chiddush and which side is Pashas. Huh? I would think Yossi should be Michael me that the Pashtus is that Pashtus a cotton can't get married. That's the Pashtus a cotton doesn't get married. Cotton don't get married. It's tough enough when they get married. They're 13. Cotton don't get married. That's I would think that's the Pashtus. The Gemara doesn't give us clearly what the tutsdadim are. Let's see, what are the tutsdadim of the Ibaya? Either b'nai kaldahu, says the tzav, like you said, there's a kasim, b'nai kaldahu, I don't know b'nai dub yididide, mahugad la b'nai kaldahu. Not very clear what the tutsdadim here are. It seems to be tutsdadim, hashai, learn up with zeris hakasim. Like, it's not smart at all. Hashai, learn up with zeris hakasim. Shai say b'nai means any son, but shai say b'nai means a gavim. Like, what are those tutsdadim? What are the tutsdadim of the Ibaya? It's not very unclear. So, Yeshua, because of this, says a Hezber, the Gemara's Ibaya. We have to understand the Yeshua. Yeshua learns, first of all, that Yiyud is Lamafreya. Meaning that when anybody does Yiyud, whether it's a father or a son, the Kedushin is Lamafreya from the time that he was born as an Av Evriya. Mois Rishayas the Kiddushin didn't know means that the original money that was given a Kiddushin, Al Tanai, sort of, and later on it's Chalam Afreya. That's how Yiyud works. Not like Reb Chaim that we spoke about last week, not like Reb Shimon that we'll get to. So they hold that it's Chal, it's not Chalam Afreya. He holds, because Yeshua says it's Chalam Afreya. Therefore, it's like there, since it's Chalam Afreya, so Yud of a son is Chalam Afreya. The son didn't make the father a shliach at the time to buy the Am Evriya. Father went, he went out to the marketplace, he bought himself an Am Evriya. The son had nothing to do with it. So the son had nothing, there was no shlichus at the time. The father didn't even know he's going to ultimately want to give this Am Evriya to his son. Later he had Am Evriya, it was a nice girl, he decided it's good for my son. But Bishas Maisa, there was no shlichus at all. There was no das of the son at all. And yet, yield works. So the Ibaya is, that should be a giloi that Yud could work even without the shlichus of the son, even without the das of the son. If you don't need the son's shlichus and the son's das, so even if he's a katan, what's the problem? The whole reason you need a gadol, he has to be a bar das. But here the father could do it without the son's knowledge, without the son's shlichus. But Mela, why can't he do it even by a katan? That's inside an ibayas, that even a katan could do it. Those are the words of the Pnei Yeshua. Do you follow? So Yeshua is saying that sad that he has to be a gadol is easy, because all kinyanim, not only marriage, all kinyanim you have to be a gadol. The tzad kineged is, no, the tzad kineged is that yield is different. The Torah gave the father the ability to do it without prayer, and he does it b'shas kinyan without any das at all, without any shlichus. So b'meila it should be good even for the nekam. Those are the two tzadim of Yibayim. If you think about, I think, to put Yeshua into more maybe clearer language, the boya is by yud of a son, who's the one doing the marrying? Is it the father or is it the son? Who's marrying the Amav? Now at the end the son is married to the Amavriya, but who does the kedushin? When a man buys an Amavriya, now he decides the bnei yodana, I want my son to be married to her. Who is doing the Maisa Kedushin? Is Pshat that the son marries the Abba? Or is Pshat that the father has this Kayach to marry his son to the Abba Vriya? Who is the Mekadish? The father, how do you know that? It's the father's money? It's the father's money, right? It's the father's money, it's the father's Das, L'chayra, although we're going to see you do need the son's Das at the time of Yiv. But again, Pnei Yeshua l'shitasai that it's Lama Freya, so it's the father's das really, at least in the Lama Freya part. So it's the father's maisa, the father's money, the father's das. So it's a big tzad that the father here has the power to marry off his son. So the father has the power to marry off his son. So then it's the father doing it. So therefore, a cotton could see a cotton just can't marry. A cotton could be married. For a cut to be in the state of being married would be okay. The problem with the cut is he can't do the kinyan, he can't be Mekadish. So here you have a chetimtzah where the father could be the Mekadish, so the son could be married, the cut could be married. That's the Saturday Bayan. See here. So now the start of the Sibayan is not just the shadow of a cut. Now the question is the whole picture. How do you see Yud of a Ben? Is Yud of a Ben the father's Maisa Kedushin? Or is it the son's Maisa Kedushin? Those are the Tutsadim and Ibayim Lachayim. If you look at Rashi and Chumash, Rashi and Chumash says, Bishas Yiyud, who says Hariyat? By Yiyud, if the father is Miyayid, he tells the woman, Hariyat Miyuedisli. If the child is Miyayid, who says it? Rashi and Chumash says, then Rashi says, the son says, Hariyat Miyuedesli. Which sounds like the son is the one doing the yield. The Rambam is mashma that it's the father who does. The Rambam's lashon is that the father says, Hariyat Miyuedesli. Now you should look at the lashon of the Rambam. It's not 100% clear. But he says those words, that the father says, Hariyat Miyuedesli. Which sounds like the father is doing the yud. So you see, there are two ways to learn. You can learn that the father is the one doing this mitzvah of yud. Or of course, the son is doing the mitzvah. It's the father's and the son's mitzvah. Yud is a mitzvah saseh. And whose cheshbon of mitzvahs does it go? Father to son. Pnei Yeshua is learning the way we're understanding Pnei Yeshua that that's the Gemara Zibaya. Gemara Zibaya is Ma'u Shemiyayir Adam Lubdai Katan. If you're going to say that it's a given, the one who does Kedushin or Yiyud must be a God. That's for sure. For sure, the one who does Yiyud has to be a God. The Shaila only is, who's doing the Yiyud by a son? If the son doing the Yiyud, then he has to be a God. If it's the father doing the Yiyud, then he can be a God too. The Gemara says, "Oydilba b'day dumya dididay, dumya dididay." Mahu gadol afaday gadol. What does that mean? B'day dumya dididay. Mahu gadol afaday gadol. Taych. Huh? Him. So he has to be a god. How do you know he has to be a god? How do you know that the father has to be a god? How else did he have a child?
His father was married. No.
What? Maybe his father was married here, and that's how he had a child. Maybe he had a child out of wedlock. I don't know. There's no such thing. Is it physically possible the child? So mahu gadol is not a din. It's just matzias that you can't have it any other way. Let's say he was 9 and he had a child when he was 9 and a half, and the child will only be the child will be 9 also. So is that pshat migemara? Is that the pshat that the years don't work out? Ben test can have a son. Yeah, can have a child. Huh?
It works out that way.
Why do we have to assume that the son is 9?
No, because he's saying, because generally a man can't have a child unless he's 9 years old.
Can
we
do you
with that without you? No, Mr. Tom, you could do it. You could do it.
The
son doesn't have to be bent out. The father could be 12. So it could be 1 year old and 2 years. In the Mitzapa Eson, in the back, he says, in line with the way we're learning the sugya like Pnei Yeshua, he says, Mahu Gadol, because Avada, the one who does the kinyan, has to be a Gadol. That was never a Shaila to the Gemara. You can't be Mekadish or Miyayin if you're not a Gadol. When that had a Havamina, a son who's a cotton could just do yield. That's a Havamina. The fact is, the one who's Mekadish or Miyayin or Kaina, Sikha has to be a Gadol. So the father certainly has to be a gadol. The father's a katan and the son's a katan. No one can do yiyud. There's no havamina. A father can do yiyud for the son. If the father at the very least has to be a gadol. Question is, does the son also have to be a gadol? But you can't learn the sugya that there's a havamina that you can do a kedushin when everyone katanim. No such havamina. So it also seems that this is the glatta way to learn up the sugya. It stims. The Rambam says that if the father dies, the son cannot do yiyud. If the father dies, the son can't be miyayed. Which stems very well. The father is the miyayed. Dor Sameach, on that Rambam, writes, how did the Rambam know if the father dies, the son can't do yiyud? So the Rambam learns, right? If the father dies, the son can't do it, right?
The son is Yashin, though. Now, when
is the
Yashin take place?
When is the Hechatim to take place? Once you have Misa Sa'adim, she goes free anyway. So when would the Yashin take place? If you have to see the Lashon Rambam. What? I'm not sure. No, the question is, I'm a Vriya in Evedis Sabet. So as to have a mean a yud could take place when the father dies, she's free. So what's to have a mean? There's a second in between, if you hold. He has to say tzay until he says tzay. I'm not sure. You have to look at the Rambam. The Rambam says, Mace. Ha'av eina ben miyayet. Chari writes, what's the chiddush? But the Ar Samech writes that the Torah says the im libnai yadena, the language im libnai yadena. He says the Rambam understood from the Lashon HaTorah im libnai yadena that the father is miyayet to the son. Im libnai yadena, from that language, im libnai yadena, the father has to be miyayet. So it seems that the truth is, the Pashto said Pasuk is not like the Rashi, right? Rashi says the son does Yiyud. Pashto said Pasuk, im libnai yadena, is mashma, that the father does it for the son, which is the tzad that was saying is the Rabbi Mshita. The father says, how you had this libni, and that the father is the miyayid, which makes sense with the sugya.
What's the mind's condition, the amir or the money?
That's the old question. According to the way Pesachua seems to be learning, that's Chalam Afreya.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. The son of the Amir, but the
Ma'aseh
of the father did.
Rashi and the father did it. Just the father did it. Pesach the original, and the son comes along now. But okay, it's like a two-step. It's a two-step thing according to the Shita.
Anything else besides the Amir? Anything else?
There's no deceit at all. There's no Ma'aseh. There's no Ma'aseh Yud, it's just the Amir alone. Ketzav, it's just Yud. I believe if they shayim, Hariyam, Mekudeshas, Mureses. The Bichas Chiruch goes with the Pesach Yeshua Shita, that Yud is Labafreya. And... what was Reb Chaim's raya that Yud is not Lamafreya? What? Is Reb Chaim's raya Yud is not Lamafreya was because if it's Yud is Lamafreya, you're Mekudeshes from the time that you gave the money, you should need Eidei Kiyum when you buy it on every year. So the Bichas Chiruch is the Kashataka. He says the Teretz that someone here in Kli said that Kach Gozer HaKosuv. That's the whole Yiyud is a different kind of Gezeris HaKosuv. So Kach Gozer HaKosuv. Then he says, I Shanita Abira from the sun. This is about Freya. You need the sun's das. You should need that at the time you buy it on Mevriya. The sun at least should say Hariyat Miuedisli if we decide. You should say, you should need some Abira. How can you say Chalav Afreya with that, especially for the son? He had nothing to do with what took place. So the Bichas Chiruch is Kach Gozer HaKosuv. That's what he answers. This is Yir is a new thing, a new concept. So Gzeres HaKosuv. Mois Rishayim the Kedusha Nidda is Mashu Chalav Afreya. Chalav Afreya finished. You don't like it? That's Gzeres HaKosuv. The Torah says Mois Rishayim the Kedusha Nidda. And that's it. It's Chalav Afreya. That is the Shita of the Bichas Chiruch and the Pnei Yeshua, as opposed to Reb Chaim, who Nebzad, that is not Chalam Afreya. Reb Shimon, the Shari Yashir, has a big Arichus on Yud, in Shar Zayin, and he, Nebzad, like Reb Chaim, that is not Chalam Afreya. And he also talks about the fact that you don't need Eidus L'Kiyume, the same right as Reb Chaim. But he adds another Nekuda. He says that all over Shas is a concept of Yesh Bereira, or Ein Bereira. What is Bereira? Bereira means, could things be Chalav Afreya? One case of Bereira is, somebody says he has a barrel of wine, Tevel, so shnei lugim shavi osid lahafrish, the two lugim which I'm later going to designate as trumas and maaseris, they should be truma and maaser right now. Could you do that? He'll drink right now. Drink the wine, and then later when he gets around to it, he'll be mafrish. So shnei lugim shavi osid lahafrish should be truma from right now, or an eriv, sugin erivin. A person says, I'll put two erivin. One to the east and one to the west. And whichever place, let's go here, Jerusha, from the Chacham. So whichever city the Chacham comes to, that Erev should be Chalam Afreya from there. So that's what the Gemara says, that's Tali Bereira. What is Bereira? What is Bereira? Bereira is a purely Lomdisha concept. The Madhyama says, Yesh Bereira holds that later could make that something is Chalam Afreya. You hold Yesh Bereira, it means you can do something later, and that causes a Chalois L'mafreya. That's a sugya in Erevin. When we did the Erevin art scroll, we were trying to find an English translation for Bereira. And it translates Yesh Bereira. It's like a purely, we call it a retroactive designation. Retroactive designation. That was our so Yesh Bereira. What?
It becomes Bar.
It becomes Bar L'mafreya. That's Yesh Bereira. At the time, you have no clue which Erev is Chal. Erev is Chal Ve'Nashmashis. You have no clue. And later it's Chalam Afreya. So it's a sugi both in Erevin and in Beya, both the Sechtes. Whether it's Shayach to do something, it should be Chalam Afreya. That's Machlaikis. If Yesh Breira in Breira, there's a Machlaikis Tanoim, Machlaikis Amiroim, Machlaikis Rishonim had a pastor. It just happens to be it's down in the Yeshiva Shablat. So you guys are not familiar with it, but it's in many places in Shas, a sugi of Breira. That the Madiyama Ein Breira holds, things can't be Chalam Afreya. They have to be Chal B'Shas Naisa. You can't do something later, it should be Chalam Afreya. The one holds Yesh Breira holds that it could be Chalam Afreya. It's up to Pshimin. If you're going to learn Yiyud, like the Mechas Chinuch, the Pnei Yeshua, that a man buys an Amavriya. Is he marrying her or isn't he marrying her? Or is he marrying or his son marrying? Or if he has three sons, which one of the sons is marrying? We'll decide later. Meister says the Kedusha didn't know. Later, Lamafreya shall be an Eishesish. Reb Shimon says that smacks of Breira. That's Breira. You can't tell me that Yud is Chal Lamafreya and not mixing the Sugi of Yesh Breira and Breira. That's Reb Shimon's time. It's a Sugi of Breira, and Breira is Breira. And you can't make a whole Sugi of being Chal Lamafreya without talking about Breira. But since the Gemara doesn't talk about Breira, Al Karchach is not Chal Lamafreya. So that's his taina. So we have machlokes how yid works. If yid is mafreya or not, we have Pnei Yeshua, Mechas Chinuch both learned that it is chalam afreya. Reb Chaim or Reb Shimon both learned it's not chalam afreya, and we're not going to decide one way or the other. But at least we have to know the two mahalchim. Yid is chal quite. The Torah says yid. If you're going to tell me that the machlokes, Moshe Shai's kedushin didn't know, a lot of the kedushin didn't know, is really machlokes of Chal Afreya, so why doesn't the Gemara say that they're arguing in Breira? And we pass Moshe Shai's kedushin didn't know, so why don't we pass Yesh Breira like everyone? Everyone passes Moshe Shai's kedushin didn't know. We should pass Yesh Breira.
What is it? That's what the word
sounds
like.
So the answer is that Moshe Shai's kedushin didn't know, but it's not Chal Afreya. That was Reb Chaim's mouth. The words certainly sound like it. Moshe Shai's Kedushin certainly sounds like the Chalam Afreya. Can't argue with that.
Maybe even the Manamana holds the Ein
Breira
will hold
over here
that he's
caught. Why? Maybe if you hold Ein Breira, here you hold yes, the Mechas Chinuch will write the same Teretz. Even though it's Manamana Ein Breira, Yud is different, Kachkos or Akos. Could be. Let's take a trip. According to that, my diyamer, there is a cousin's calling a friend. Yeah. Some of you have to say that anyway. There's another place by Hataras Nadarim, which is a whole shayla of its chalam afreya on that. And also they ask to be told in Breira. So that's the answer. Those all most told that it's chalam afreya. Pashtas like a mara is chalam afreya. So we say the same thing. Alright, let's see the Gemara's first Toshma. Toshma, Ish Prat La Cotton, Ashe Yinaf Es Eishasit, Ish Prat La Eishas Cotton. So we have here Machlaikis, what's this Pasuk talking by? It's not talking by Yom Evriya. It's talking by Znus. Ish Hashiyinah feseishes ish. So what's the din? Ishashiyinah feseishes ish. So what's the chayiv? Right? It's chaybisa and karis. Right? Minas mezana with eishes ish. So we say prat lakot. It's not chayiv karis or misa. And prat leishes katan. Ah, it's shayach eishes katan. How is it possible eishes katan? Iyabrit biyayid. Okay, we see rishes lakot. So it's very good. But otherwise, how do you have yud? How do you have eishes katan? Elamai ain't a miyayid. Am I coming miyayid like Kra? Tipshut mina ain't a miyayid. Elamai ain't a miyayid. So why do I need a pasuk? If I care, tipshut mina ain't a miyayid. There must be a chetimsa of Eishas Katan if you're miyayid it. In other words, first the Gemara held Pratla Eishas Katan that there's no chetimsa. So Mar said there's no chetimsa. Why do I need a pasuk? So it must be that there is Eichet Timtza. So it's a Raya, it could be Miyai. So how do you have Eichet Timtza if a cotton is married? Amar Avashi, Hocha, B'yavah, B'tish, Shoshana, B'yemecha, Rabbah, Yevinte, Eskina, T'bidai, Raisi, Chazilei, So Lamaisa, the Gemara is not pushing one way or the other. So Mamela, he's kind of. Yeah, so two Nakudas here. First of all, Mechaskiluch writes, this is all a mitzvah Mem Gimel, it's ICU Dalid. Nafkamina, if it's Chalam Afreya, not Chalam Afreya. Nafkamina between his Shita and those who hold us, not Chalam Afreya. He says, Lacharet Nafkamina, you have a child who's a cut at the time that the father buys the Yom Evriya. He's under Bar Mitzvah when the father buys the Yom Evriya. And 2 years later, he's a gadol, and now the father wants to be miayit. Is this son eligible for yiyud? He was a katan at the time that the father bought the Yom Evriya. He's a gadol now. Obviously, pashtus is what. If it's chalam afreya, then you can't. Chafer, you can't, because then he was a katan b'shas yiyud. Comes out she was married, she was an Eshes Katan all along. And if you hold it is not Chalam Afreya. It's just Yud is now, so then Yud could be now. Now he's a god, and he could be Miayit.
It depends on
his
being.
What? Well, if you hold, you can be Miayit to someone who's even a Katan now, of course. He means Lefi Hamaskada, that you can't be Miayit or any Yud Lekatan. Why does he use a Katan Bishas? Buying and a gadol b'shasiyut. That's a shas. If you hold chalam afreya, there'll be pratleishes cotton. There'll be a hechetim seveishes cotton, because it could be you have a woman, but you do yield, and later down the road he becomes a gadol. And now it's chalam afreya. Comes out she was neishes cotton all along. So he asks if you're going to say you could do such a kedushin, you can have a hechetim seveishes cotton. That the man was a cotton, the son was a cotton, Bishas Damavriya was bought. The son is a gadol now, and it's Chal Lamafreya, so they have Pratlacious cotton. Why does Gemara have to go to Yavam as a case of Pratlacious cotton? You would have a case of Pratlacious cotton. Now, Lamai says you can't do it. You can't be Miayid, a girl, to a, the Damavriya, to a boy that was a cotton originally Bishas Max. This is the Mechasinus Psak. Now there's a whole tumult in the Achrayim about a Shiloh which should be like Aleph Beis. Shas talks all over the place about whether a girl's a Katana could be married, that a father could marry her off. You have that in Shas all the time. Besides this sugya, is there any place in Shas, we're not Kedushin, where it talks about whether a man can marry off his son who's a cotton? Can a man marry off his son? His son's a cotton. Wants to marry him off. It's not mentioned anywhere in Shas, the Shiloh directly. Even Agamar doesn't talk about it directly. Could a man marry off his son as a cotton? So there is a big tumult. What? What? The what?
Father, two fathers
tell
each other,
"Now you
my son."
Yeah, but that Gemara can be talking about a gadol. No. The I think Rashi says they beferish that they're talking about there was a gadol. No. There's one Rishon, the Mardechai, in the name of the Ri Rivat Saluni, or the Yitzchak Rivat Saluni. Who says there are Ben Yitzchak Batzluni Paskin, a father could marry off his son as a cotton. Medin zachin la adam shalai b'fanav. Even though the son can't make the father a shliach, zachin la adam shalai b'fanav. A father can marry off his son if it's a schus for him, can marry off his son when he's a cotton. And although this sounds very theoretical, this was through a number of tshuvas about this in a time in Jewish history where there was a gzeira that Jewish kids were taken to the army, the Geisha armies, and if they were married, they weren't taken to the army. And people married off their children, Ketanim, said they shouldn't be drafted by the Tsar. They shouldn't be taken into the army. And there are a number of tshuvas on the topic of marrying off a son who's a katan. And they all revolve around the Rima of Bartzaluni, who said a father can marry off a son when he's a katan.
So what does that have to be the father? If it's working on
Sachem Lashon Shalom, anybody should be able to. So what's the teretz? In the Stam, the father is the one who's trusted to decide if it's a schus. We had a similar thing. I think if you look in your notes on Ksubis, those who hear like Ksubis, and Daf Yir Aleph from an Aleph, when we talked about Ger Katan, that the Ger Katan, his parents could be Tevel and Lashem Geris. Tosis said, "Atzachem Anim Shloi B'Fanav." Same question, really. Why only the parents? He said, "Because the parents are the ones who are trusted to decide what's a schus for the child." I think there we spoke out the Rima Bartzaluni Shita. That it's shayach. It's shayach such a thing.
Even if he's a god,
it's a fun. What?
Even if he's a god, the parents can marry him.
Even if he's a god, he's a god, the parents can also marry him. Well, he may have his own decision of who he wants to marry, though. Stubby could be Meichai afterwards and say, what's the schus? Just like that, yeah.
If it's Zachan Adam,
so why can't your parents marry you off? For that matter, why can't your friend marry you off? Stubby's a little suspicious. Why wasn't he? Why didn't you tell him? If it's such a schus for him, why didn't you tell him? You have to realize if it's a schus for him, the Rabbi Shalom knows it's a schus, but he holds it as a schus, so you can't be Zachan Adam.
He holds it as a schus?
That's right, a person could be Meichah in Zachan Adam. So, in theory, maybe you're right. What? So, she ought to be Meichah his father also. And therefore, the father can't marry him off. Right. So, that's why he came to a Mitaris Chiyah. Okay, in Shulchan Aruch, I think in Shulchan Aruch we had once that if the man is Megala Das, that someone else could do it. I don't know if it's Megala Das.
Is that
another
son of the
father?
Does he give
a
Das by a
cup? What?
Does he give
a
Das by a
cup? There is no giving a Das. A Shaykh gives a Das by a cup. Question is, when he's 12, when he turns by Mitzvah, he could be Meichah, maybe. I don't know. Like he could do Mir, he could be Meichah by Geiris. The way I remember, like Yehuda said, what's the downside of marriage? Like, what's the chayiv part of marriage? Like, so he said, I think there are three downsides to marriage. One is that you have to support mezainis. One is that you can't marry her relatives. And the third downside of marriage is chayiv ben gerushin. You can't take another wife. So I think the Nabi Yehuda said that the Rima Bartzaluni makes sense by kedushin. A kedushin, you don't have to support her. There's no chayim ben gerushin on kedushin, only on the suin. And all right, it would have to be a woman that doesn't have a sister that's eligible for marriage. Her mother is married already, and she has her daughters. So what? No, it could be there are women who don't have sisters or don't have single sisters. There are many such women in the world. What? The mothers are married. Today we don't take two wives. What? Could be, I'm saying, but in such a chetim, so we married off. So he said, the Rebbe Bartzaluni is talking such a case. But there's no tzad chayiv, it's pure schus. So, it's a pure schus. He says that you can do it al zachem lada. Big problem is from this Gemara. This Gemara says that you don't have a case of eishes katan. So for tomorrow, we should look up the Nagib Yehuda. It's in Chelek Kama, the first Chelek, Ebenezer Simasamach Beis. I believe he asked the Kasher for this Gemara. I don't remember what his teretz was. So, it's up for tomorrow. We'll come back to this Prat, and hopefully we'll see how he answers the Kasher for this Gemara. Okay, let's see the next Toshma. Okay, Toshma. Gemara has a second raya. and originally via Resh Lakish. Tashma, Amrab Ibai, Amrab Yanai. En Yir Ela Begadl. En Yir Ela Midas. Yir could only be done if he's a Gadl, a Farish. En Yir Ela Midas. En Yir could only be done Midas. Frek the Gemara, Tarti. He's saying the same thing twice. If Yir has to be Midas, then Yir is only by a Gadl. So the Gemara, you're right. Now we have here a Machlaikis, two Terutzim in the Gemara. It could be a Machlaikis, it could be an Afgamina, we'll get to. So listen carefully. The first term is Matab Kamer. Matab Ein Yid Begadol Fish Ein Yid Ela B'Das. So according to this Gemara, what does Das mean? According to the first term, it means Das of the man. Nidas of the husband, of the one who's being married through Yid. That's the first term. V'Bay Yisayma May Nidas Nidas Dida. She has to have Das. The Tari Abay Breder Bavo, Ashiloya Ada, Malame Chitzarch Liada. How do you see it exactly from this pasuk? Ashiloya Ada, Malame Chitzarch Liada. It's a Lashon of what? Of dating. Daya, Chitzarch Liada. You have to have her Yiyud, her Daya. To play on Yiyud, the Yiyud of Lashon Das. Liyada means you have to have her day. Okay, let's see. Rashi says that. Okay, so it's a lashon day, yeah. So you need day on liyada. Okay, so we have here now machloek is two terutzim. If you need dasa isha, well, you don't need dasa isha by you. Okay, I'm going to come back to that in a minute. How do you have Dasa Isha if she's a Ketana? So it's a Teretz. So Taisus said on Hey Amid Aleph, Taisus brought this Gemara, Shalai Ya'adah Shetzarech Liyadah, Lai Shetzarech Lasis Meretzayna, Shetzarech Lahidiyah Shal Shem Kedusha Miyadah. That's how Taisus learns. Taisus learns it doesn't mean her knowledge. Normally, Das would mean her agreement. You know, she has to agree. She just has to tell her. Just like you could tell Cotton. Cotton could know something. Cotton can't make decisions. So Cotton could know. So you tell her. That's what Taisus says. So there's a cost of the yield is play on letters, and it means daya. It's also logical. You make a person be married, you should at least be nice enough to tell them that they're married. They know what it is. It's not the cause. Not capable of knowing things. Cable's incapable of making decisions. What?
He fully understands what marriage is.
Why not? The Meir Adam is a man. The Meir Adam begodloi masharab akatna. Like if Godel could say this, why so he's a cut? Person can know things when he's a cut. He just can't make decisions when he's a cut.
And what's the tzad that he can say?
What?
What's the tzad that he can say?
The tzad is because there's a cause. Mishena right to be a dayan is not right to be an ed. Otherwise, he could say that. So we have here the machlokes if you need das dida or not. Let's just finish the Gemara's raya. Who tani lavu amala? The kedusha yiyud v'alivu der basic Rabbi Yehuda. The Amoraisu says not the kedusha nitna. Oh, so that's different. If your Amoraisu says it's not the kedusha nitna, why do you need das? Not going to be Yitzchak Amar. I fill the table the kedusha nitna. Shani halcha. Even if you hold the Kiddushin Nitna, Torah said Yada. So the Torah said Yada, that's what tells us the Yadiva does.
Okay.
Why he doesn't like the. Why Rav Nachman?
He's
some objecting to setting something in like a Madiyamu, we don't pass him like. We never want a limit. We never try to set sign of Brisa like only one Shita. So if that's not like everybody, just let me because that's not like everybody. No? The Stipler in his piece on Yud, I think Simcha of Dalit in the New Prince, brings Shita Sarambam that Daita means her agreement. That you take a need for her to be masculine. It's really not so mafurish in the Rambam. I think he calls it the Kesef Mishnah, his understanding of the Rambam. He brings the Merkevis HaMishnah, the understanding of the Rambam that way. The Rambam holds her das means her agreement, not just her knowledge. That she has to be masculine. Not like Taita. Taita is Ritzayna. Is Taita. She has to know. The Rambam learns Ritzayna. What's Shaykh Ratzim by Iktana? Whatever Shaykh, I guess. You need whatever level of Ritzayna you have, you need. So it sounds like a very narrow machlokes. Is the Taita of a woman her knowledge, or is it her right? The Stipler makes out of this a whole shtickle tire. He brings it's not him, it's Makem Samishni. He says, look, the Atul Shinus in the Gemara. First Lashon holds you don't need a woman's das. Second Lashon holds you do need a woman's das. So the Stipler. Now how come? Till now we declared by Yura Ben, who's the Makadish, the father of the son. What about by the woman's side? Adam Evriya, who's the Mekadish? The father or the daughter? Who's the one that's Mekadish this daughter? He sold her to be an Am Evriya. Sold her to be an Am Evriya. And now Yiyud is taking place. Does that mean the father married her off? Or does that mean the father sold her for an Am Evriya? And then something happened that she got married. From the Gemara before. Oh, good, good, excellent. That's the stuff that goes into. But when you hear the question, you hear the shayla. Who, we have twin shaylas here by Yiyud, right? Till now we talked about the son's side, the chassan side. Who's marrying off, who's doing the kedushin, the father or the son? The stifler talks about who's doing the kedushin, the father or the daughter. What did the father do? He sold the father of Riyah. Is it called he married her off? Is it called he didn't marry her off? Zok the stifler, it's called in the two terutzen. If you hold you don't need ritzayna, so then the father's ratzon does it. The father's the marrier offer. Marrier, the one marrying her off. If you hold that you need her das, she's the one doing it. So machlokes the two terutzim. That's the stack. What?
Then why would she even have to know if the father's?
That's right. If the father's doing that's the first lashon, she doesn't have to know either. Right? First said lashon said das
it's
means das di day. Excuse me? Not in the machlokes taisa the Rambam. Machlokes in the machlokes di bayisema the first teretz. First teretz was midas means das di day. You don't need our das. That means that from her side it's the father doing it. The bayaseima is das di das. She's doing it. L'may nafkamina the two. Sokta merkevus hamishnah. Nafkamina is we have a rule: a person can't sell his daughter l'shifchus acharishus. If a man marries off his daughter, he can't sell her to shifchus afterwards. But a person could l'shifchus acharishus. Right, we had that rule on top of the previous amid, Rabbi Kiva, that you cannot sell it to shifchus achar ishus. You could sell it to shifchus achar shifchus. Shai, a man sold his daughter for a shifcha, and then yield took place, and then the husband died. Could the father sell her again? That's totally in this sakira. The father could sell shifchus achar shifchus. He can't sell shifchus acharishus. If the yiyud is called that he did the ishus, so he can't sell for shifchus acharishus. If yiyud is called that he didn't do the ishus, only there was shifchus, then he could. The Rambam paskins that if the yiyud, the father cannot sell to shifchus. He can't. Why? Because the Rambam paskins like the Ibayisayimah, that you can't sell to shifchus acharishus. The Rambam passed them like that. Everyone jumps on the Rambam, like you were looking, that the Gemara in the previous Amid is Klar Fakert. When we looked at the Gemara, I told you, it's Beferish Gemara, not like the Rambam. The previous Amid was Klar, that if the Yiyud, the person can't sell to shifchus acharishus. The person could sell to shifchus, I'm sorry. Previous Amid was Klar, that a person, that once a father gives shifchus and Yiyud, that he can't do shifchus again. And the Rambam's paskani that you could. Answers the stipler. It's taka machlaikis, the first lashon of the Ibayasema. The Rambam is paskani like the Ibayasema. So the shifcha is the one, the daughter is the one doing the yishus, not the father. And this gemara is not like the first lashon that the father is the one doing it. So meila, that's the machlokes. Is the father the one doing it or the daughter the one doing it? And that's all. And so, very geshmak way to learn up the story. It's always geshmak. Take a piece of gemara, which looks like a simple side piece, and may build a whole yisoid out of it. Comes at the yisoid of these two lashonos, the same in the first teretz, is the yisoid of this question: who is the one doing yishus? Who is the one doing shivchas? That's the yisoid hadvar. So the gemara ends off. My Reb Yosef Reb Yehuda the Tanya Yada the Hefta Tzar She Yeshos B'Yayim Kedei Pitiya Mekana Amar Reb Yosef Reb Yehuda Im Yeshos B'Yayim Kedei Lasis Ima Shava Pruta B'Kudeshes Im Laveinu B'Kudeshes. You have to know, what is the Nafkamina of Mois Rishonis the Kedushin Nitno or not? Nafkamina is this Nafkamina. Let's say she was sold for $100 a year, $600 for 6 years. No, that wouldn't work out. Let's say she was sold for an amount of money that now she's a day of work left. That day of work is less than a shava pruta. So if you hold mice, you shayas the kiddushin nitna, you can marry her. If you hold mice, you shayas the kiddushin nitna, the marriage is with the work that's left. It is the work that's left, is pachas mepruta. So, memeila tzar she shos biyayim kidei p'tia, there has to be a pruta left. Again, a filu time of kedushin nitnu shani hacha da amar achmana behefta. So again, Rav Nachman Yitzchak wants to make a price of shtim according to everybody. Okay, okay. All right, we're in a certain stretch here where we have to sort of separate the men from the boys here. It's a little Purim's fault, a little my fault. Running back and forth everywhere. I don't know why I got into this mess. I'm going now to Montreal. I'm not going to be here in the afternoon again. I hope to be here again in time for Shia tomorrow. But some people are sort of falling by the wayside, and some people are into it. We're going to finish the Chaf Beis. Everybody has to sort of make up their mind, at least the ones that are here. Either you keep up or you don't keep up. To come here and look at me, I'm not interested. You can take a picture and look at me somewhere else. Either you're going to learn the Gemara, you're going to be with it, or you're not going to be with it. So, the best thing would be I should give it for Harris now, this time of the year. It's like, without anybody, but that would be the best thing for everybody. But, you know, everyone has to make up their mind, either be with it or don't be with it. There's a lot to do. Gemara Rashi Taisus, I'm covering ground. We're going to finish the Chaf Beis. What do we have left? 2 weeks. So, you know, either... not either buckle down or don't buckle. Buckle down, everybody. Try to keep up. I mean, the 10 guys who are not here because they're in Montreal have to find a way to... they're going to have to be back in time for tomorrow night's chasana, right? So tomorrow they're going to be half asleep and preparing for tomorrow, I don't know. But we have to find a way to get it together. Nobody wants to waste their time. Please prepare properly. Prepare the Gemara Shitaisis properly. Prepare the Gemara to the top of the Amid Beis, the Tana Rabbanan. And be ready for tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem for Shira. Okay, everybody.